This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
This is New Beginnings. Happy weekend, everyone. And we're glad that you're waking up with us because we've got some great information for you, as we always do, helping you to be where you like to be and, of course, chart a new beginning. And with us to help out with our career segment is Mr. Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. Joe McKenzie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. Good morning. How are you?
Unbelievable. And I'm really excited about this program because it talks about relationships. It talks about people. It talks about combining all of that with your career success. And so it's the diversity of your networks and the new job search success. And I'm wondering for our listeners, first of all, Joe McKenzie, if you can define what different networks actually look like. And then behind that, how they're uniquely different from each other.
Absolutely. This is a concept that I've had to watch grow for myself, Freddie. So, you know, for years, I've been watching different networks of mine grow, specifically in the nonprofit, serving on three different boards, but three distinctly different boards in different areas of the Twin Cities. I've been giving back to my alma mater, Century College. So you know that I've built up a new network there, my faith community. I've done some speaking to third-party political groups that have allowed me to build up different networks. I honestly think most people don't sit down to think of their networks as a complex series of network nodes. I think we kind of lump our network into 500 people. But the more you think about those network nodes, Freddie, they're different groups of people geographically. Different spaces, could be business community, could be faith community, could be volunteering community, could be business communities, chambers of commerce, former employers. It could be your LinkedIn community. But Freddie, they're all different and unique to each of us. But I think most of us, and I was guilty of this too, that I just thought of my network as a X amount of people, Freddie. And the more I think about network nodes, I want to share some, you know, this new concept that I think will help drive people's job search success.
Well, talk about this new concept. Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie about the diversity of your networks and your job search success. So talk about what this looks like. What is this new concept? I'm excited to hear about it.
If I sat down at a whiteboard and I wanted to map out what your network looked like, I'd start with a circle and move it out and then another circle. And it would spawn these network nodes, these different peoples, these different areas. I used to think my network was just one big network, and it's really not. I feel that I'm almost part of 12 chambers of commerce because, you know, I'm working in the nonprofit on this board, or I'm engaging with my faith community over here, or I'm volunteering to be, you know, give back to my alma mater. Freddie, I started realizing that they were so distinctly different and no one, they rarely overlapped, that's really what I was doing. It was setting up a series of network nodes. It wasn't just me moving it out with one big network. It was a series of nodes. And I don't think many people think of this. And the reason being that I work with a lot of people and in job transition, and many times they get stuck. And they don't see their faith organization or their volunteering or their alma mater or their LinkedIn community is even anything near a network node, but it is. And there's another point of it I want to cover here today about job search success and how networks play a part.
Well, let's talk about that. How do the networks play a part?
Believe it or not, I've been doing lots of reading here the last couple of years, just kind of in capturing, success that I've had, success that I haven't had yet. And one of the authors that I introduced some time ago about burst into the search. Albert Laszlo Berbazi wrote a new book on the formula, the universal laws of success. And one of his laws was when he talked about performance drives success, but when performance can't be measured, networks drive success. So this is a Romanian physicist looking at a lot of data in regards to a lot of different areas of our lives, you know, pro sports, art. And he started to realize the successful people, when you cannot measure the value of art, one piece could be, you know, made by a five-year-old and someone by an experienced artist. And sometimes how do you get $1 million for a lot of these pieces of arts? Well, he figured out that, you know, the artists that were able to get into five or three or four different famed museums were the network hubs that drove their success. Well, he started applying that. And when you start to think about it, Freddie, how do you measure really success of one salesperson next to another, or one investment banker versus another? So when you have a harder time measuring success, the networks end up driving more of that success to different varying rates. And I see that in job search, Freddie. How do you measure, you know, when you apply this to a job search, how do you measure when you have 10 candidates all doing the same thing? It might be the networks that drive that success. It might be the network that opens up an opportunity for you in the hidden job market. And so really, you know, reading this new book from Barbazi, a Romanian physicist who did a lot of science on this type of work, I start to apply it to a job search. How do you measure someone's success or performance when you have five salespeople in front of you, Freddie? Mm-hmm. It's hard to do that. It's hard to apply that performance measurement. And that's why it's so important that we do embrace the diversity of our networks and look at it from different network nodes and treat them uniquely different and approach them uniquely different.
Am I understanding you to say that you could have five candidates and someone could get an opportunity based on the strength of their network, and is the perception of how the employer might see it, or am I missing that particular point?
No, that is correct.
Wow.
This Barbazi talks about, you know, it's not so much climbing the corporate ladder, but building a social bridge. We don't work in isolation, he says, and we work as teams. And so that ability to build those connections up and the ability to kind of demonstrate your leadership and how you work together may be that hidden, or I shouldn't say hidden, but that could be that driver to allow you to create opportunities for yourself. And so, yes, networks do bring a lot of success to us if we work them, if we realize the diversity of our network, especially when we're in the world of, well, it's one salesperson or one person from the nonprofit leader to the next. What he's saying here is that if performance cannot be measured, networks drive success. And I start to see that, Freddie. I've seen a lot of people that have struggled, and I've seen a lot of people that have been successful. And often it is because they've worked their networks. They've really brought that hidden job market or those opportunities to themselves by working it.
Wow. So it really adds a lot of credence to the idea that it's not necessarily what you know, it's the people, it's who you know that can help to breed success.
That's correct. So, you know, we have, you know, a Romanian scientist studying data, but we've also, Freddie, we've seen firsthand how people have been able to create opportunities for themselves. We don't work in isolation. So we work together as a team, or, you know, a critical role within an organization. It does help the job search when you realize who you have in front of them. You know, what type of leader? How do they overcome adversity? How do they work as a team? How do they support each other? Those are critical things for success in an organization, right, Freddie?
That's true. That is really true.
That's something you can't just put on your LinkedIn profile or resume. Those are critical things for a hire to bring someone new into an organization. And if they have some I've talked about this, you know, the referral in somewhere. That's an example of how networks drive success, is because you bring those opportunities to yourself. And if it's hard to measure performance from one salesperson to the next, it really, that's just one example. It does come down to that.
Interesting. That's Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. Joe, we've got to leave it right there, but part two is coming up next week. We know that you do some great work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
We'll be right back with more.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Are you thinking of buying or selling a house? Or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then why not become a house geek? Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, host of the House Geeks Real Estate Show, here with your House Geeks Market Minute. 6.48 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the 200 to 400K price range in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. This is up over last week and is a main indicator of demand in the marketplace. Pending home sales are down over the same time last year, 16.5%, And the 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 4.06%. This is down over last week's 4.24%. Conclusion, lower interest rates are making it an attractive time to be looking for buyers. However, some buyers are bidding well over asking price, also creating an opportunity for people looking to sell. Remember to check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
We're continuing this morning on New Beginnings, and thank you so much for being with us. Let's talk now about health on our program, and this time about cancer screening and how doctors can now tailor-make breast cancer screening to each woman's risk. Each woman's risk of breast cancer varies based on her unique mix of lifestyle and inherent risk factors, and they include your body mass index. How much do you weigh? How about physical activity levels? Smoking can be a risk factor. Alcohol consumption, and dietary fat intake. Motherhood can also affect risk. Having children at a younger age correlates with reduced breast cancer risk, and also breastfeeding further lowers the risk. Other known risk factors include increasing age, family history of having had breast cancer, dense breast tissue, also certain genetic mutations. Also impacting the risk factors include high-risk breast lesions such as lobular carcinoma or atypical hyperplasia. Also, the use of menopausal hormone therapy. The big takeaway from all of this is that one plan doesn't fit all. It's important to consult with your doctor to tailor-make a screening plan that's appropriate for your level of risk based on your lifestyle and other inherent factors. The average risk includes a measured screening plan. This is where you consult with your doctor about mammography screenings and recommending that they start at age 40. And there's been a lot of discussion about that over the years on when to have a screening, whether or not to have a screening, and so on. Supplemental screening methods include a 3D mammogram or molecular breast imaging, which can improve breast cancer detection in women with increased breast density. Also, the high-risk area. And these plans may include breast consultation to assess an individualized breast cancer risk and preventable care to reduce the risk of breast cancer. A breast MRI provides supplemental imaging for women who have a lifetime risk of breast cancer over 20 to 25% and those with high-risk gene mutations such as BRCA. Also, genetic counseling for women who have a family history of breast cancer. So we've looked at the average risk, the high risk, and what about the highest risk? Proactive approaches may be needed in this case. Of course, breast consultation to assess the individualized breast cancer risk and preventative care to reduce the risk of breast cancer. Chemo prevention drug treatment can also reduce breast cancer risk. Clinical trials aimed at reducing individual risk and proactive surgery and reconstruction to remove breast tissue before cancer can develop. The question then becomes, what can a person do to help reduce the risk of breast cancer? Number one is to control your weight within a healthy range. Number two, get 30 minutes of exercise per day, 5 days a week. We've talked about that often on New Beginnings, and that exercise can really start to reduce a number of different health conditions. Also, stop smoking, or better yet, don't start. And then finally, avoid alcohol consumption. There are a number of doctors and clinics around the country who are helping to turn breast cancer awareness into risk reduction. These consultants not only help you to recognize your own risk factor for breast cancer, but also to act to reduce the risk. There are a number of hospitals and institutions specializing in offering advanced screening and consultation to help you to make informed decisions about your own course of action. They're also deeply involved in breast cancer risk reduction research and clinical trials, offering hope for an even better understanding of risk and treatment for breast cancer. As we continue on New Beginnings, it's my pleasure now to update our Bell Squad on health. I'm joining you on this weekly quest to bring you up to date on my activities. The CDC says that 30 minutes a day, 150 hours a week, which is the optimum length of time for a daily workout. as you are beyond 50 years old. In fact, anyone should be exercising 30 minutes a day, doing some type of activity to keep you healthy as you possibly can be. For me, this past week has been challenging, and the life issues get in the way. The demands of work, the demands of family, all tend to get in the way of taking that time for yourself to exercise and spend that lone time, or maybe even exercising with friends, to make sure that you're taking care of your body. That's exactly what happened to me this week. I let the excuses, I let the issues of the day steal that personal time away from me to work out. As a matter of fact, even the one day that I did work out earlier in the week, I didn't put my whole self into that workout. I was simply going through the motions, checking the box, so to speak, to make sure that I got in the time. I was dealing with strength issues. I was telling myself that I wasn't as strong as I needed to be on this particular day or even this week. As a result, the weight that I was lifting wasn't as heavy. The aerobic workout wasn't as vigorous. And the time spent was just at 30 minutes on that particular day. A week ago today, I did go to the gym, still with the ailments, still with the physical difficulties, the mental fog that I allowed to color whether or not I would even make it to the gym to work out. Once I got into the facility, things started to change as I got into the routine of working. I pushed through the seeming pain that I was going through. I pushed through the mental fog, and I dedicated myself. I said what I would do on this particular day is to push through and give my all into the workout. I noticed that as I was going through the process that I started to feel better as the workout was unfolding. And all the researchers say that once you're involved with your workout, that it tends to get a little bit better. The endorphins start to kick in, which help to propel us to do better than what we expected. I've read many reports and I've shared those with you that say that on the day when you feel your worst is perhaps the day that you should work out. And for me, that was the case. So I say to you the same thing. The day that you really should spend 30 minutes working out is perhaps on the day when you feel least like working out. When you feel like you should be eating properly is the day that you should eat properly. Skip the fried or processed foods. Opt for lean, non-processed meats, whole grains, green vegetables, and making sure that what you put in your body is going to benefit you in the long run. As best I can, I plan to continue sharing with you from time to time the results of my own personal quest to live my best life, to eat as healthily as I can, and to work out as vigorously and as often as possible. Are we perfect? Perhaps not. Can we get toward perfection? I'm sure we can. Let me know of your progress. Freddie@FreddieBell.com. On Twitter, @FreddieBell. Freddie is spelled a little differently. FreddieBell. Freddie Bell, make it all one word. You are listening to New Beginnings, our health segment on the program, and our program continues right now.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman!
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Lovers, it's time to celebrate, learn about, and collect local art at the St. Paul Art Crawl, running April 26th to 28th. The Spring St. Paul Art Crawl, presented by the St. Paul Art Collective, is a must-do experience that you will love. Over the weekend, you will have the chance to explore a wide variety of art while touring through local artists' studios, lofts, and galleries. Up for purchase will be paintings, photography, pottery, sculpture, fiber arts, and more. The Art Crawl sprawls over 34 locations. Join the Art Crawl and discover outstanding art for your own. And when you buy local art, you're providing to artists so that they may continue to create the art we love. The Metro Transit is supporting the local art community too, with free transit passes. Download your pass to ride buses and light rail for free during the Art Crawl. Be sure to get details at stpaulartcrawl.org. That's stpaulartcrawl.org.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Thanks for listening to New Beginnings. And with me right now is the founder of West Metro Hypnosis, Kelly Von Heidekamp. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Freddie. It's always my pleasure to spend my Saturdays with you and your listeners.
Glad you're with us. And this week we want to talk about virtual appointments. How does that fit this weekend? How can we take advantage?
Well, you can take advantage of it by checking out my website at westmetrohypnosis.com or giving me a call at 952-222-3975. And I have moved to an online platform now for people who can't make it to my office. If you recall last week, we talked about, you know, hypnosis in the 21st century. And I think it's important to always be looking at how you can improve, how you can be up to date, how you can best offer your services. And it's interesting because hypnosis is actually one of those things that can be done very, very effectively through a virtual appointment, meaning online. I have the advantage of not needing to touch anybody. If you're in a doctor's office, you know, he's always probing at some part of your body or looking into a mouth, your mouth or an ear or your nose or something. With hypnosis, we don't need to do that. You know, what we're really exploring is the inner workings of your mind. And much of the work that I guide a person to is done within the privacy of your own mind. And so this lends itself very, very well to virtual appointments. And it's thought to be useful for those people who simply don't want to have to go to one more place, because we know that we're all driving around. We've all got tons of places to be, to go, things to do, people to see. And sometimes it's really nice to be able to do this from the comfort of your own home, or for people who are homebound due to illness or chronic pain or sickness or whatever. And also because we live in Minnesota and we just came out of a really, really rough winter. And when the snow is falling and the weather is doing whatever the weather will do, it's nice to have that option, and for me to be able to offer that option to my clientele, to just say, you know what, just sit back, relax. You don't have to deal with traffic. You don't have to deal with the stress of getting to another appointment. You can just really be present in your own space, in your own comfort, and allow this work to take place in that environment as well. So just wanted to update everybody on that option that I have now.
So some real advantages. And once again, what's the website? How can we get in contact with you?
WestMetroHypnosis.com or 952-222-3975 is my phone number.
So through the magic of radio, in the few minutes, or not few minutes, but actually a few seconds we have left, what would be a thought that you would leave with us as we think about virtual appointments and how we can connect to ourselves?
Well, you can take a virtual appointment with yourself right now. And again, if you're in a safe place to close your eyes, do so. Take a deep breath in, allow yourself to come into your body, and allow yourself to really experience what it means to be you right now in this moment. And just collect your thoughts and move on with the rest of your day and make it a good one.
Your telephone number one more time?
952-222-3975.
That's Kelly from West Metro Hypnosis, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is the State Director for AARP Twin Cities, our sponsor of the program, Will Phillips. And he's here with us to talk about prescription drugs. And Will, welcome to the program, first of all. And I notice that Americans are paying a really high level when it comes to prescription drugs all across the country. And there, you know, everybody has seen, I'm sure a lot of people are aware here locally about the really sad story about the family who was rationing their insulin supply just because the price was just so high. So what is AARP talking about on a national level when it comes to prescription drug prices in our country?
Well, Freddie, you're right. And thanks, first of all, for having me on today. I think what we're talking about is that Americans are spending way too much money on prescription drugs. We spend, as a country, $300 billion per year on prescription drugs. And we pay more than any other country in the world. And typically, we pay oftentimes double what other countries are paying for the exact same medication. And the only reason that pharmaceutical companies are charging us these kinds of prices is a very simple reason, and that's because they can. And what we have to do at the national and the state level is to get these costs under control. You mentioned the insulin example here, which is heart-wrenching and unacceptable. And what we know is that there are countless examples that are just like that. Where people are making really unacceptable trade-offs in their lives because the cost of medications, mind you, really miracle life-saving medications, but the costs are so outrageously high that, they're not saving anybody's lives if you can't take them.
AARP has more than 38 million members. What are you doing at the state level? What are we doing at the federal level to call attention to this and see if there's some way to mitigate the excess?
Yeah, well, first of all, we're launching a campaign to urge all lawmakers at the state and federal level to fight to stop drug companies from price gouging Americans. We think that there are some common sense solutions to this. At the state level, we've been working with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle on a variety of bills. Some as basic as just providing some transparency so that people can see why is the price of prescriptions as much as it is. And then with that added sunshine on the pricing for these drugs, then maybe there are some things that we can do to fix that. We're working on legislation that would give the Attorney General the ability to go after pharmaceutical companies who are seen as price gouging Minnesotans. And so there are a bunch of different approaches at the state level. And again, we're working with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle who are hearing from their constituents on this. And then at the federal level, there are a number of things that we could be doing as well. Things like making sure that Medicare can use its purchasing power to negotiate with pharmaceutical companies for lower prices for individuals who are on Medicare. And I think that's the key thing with this, is that these prices are affecting all of us, whether we take prescription drugs or not. If we're taking them, they show up and are affecting us because we've got to come up with the money to get the medication. But even if we're not, we're paying for it through our taxes, through supporting subsidies, basically, for these pharmaceutical companies because we're paying them outrageously inflated prices, or through our healthcare premiums for those of us who are not Medicare eligible and pay premiums for private insurance. So either way you cut it, we're all paying for this. And we've got to get to the root of the cause, which is the prices that these pharmaceutical companies are setting and charging for these medications.
Finally, what can our members do, Will, to support this effort by AARP?
You know, they can get involved. A good way to do that is just to go to the AARP website, which is aarp.org/MN. There we've got a story about the campaign. Asking people to get involved, asking people to contact their legislators, whether it's at the federal level or the state level. And we're asking people to share their stories. The story that you mentioned at the top about insulin. And we've got, again, countless others that tell similar tales of people who are facing unacceptable trade-offs in terms of the medications that they need. So check us out on the website, get involved, communicate with your friends, with your family, and with elected officials who are making these decisions.
Will Phillips, State Director, AARP Twin Cities, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
I happen to be a possibility thinker because I know that I can reach my goals and overcome any challenge. That's our point of focus, confidence. I'm not discouraged by what seems to be lack or limitation in my life. At one time in history, no one believed that a person could run faster than a 4-minute mile. It was implausible to imagine that a man would ever walk on the moon, let alone a black man become president of the United States. In the past, I've overcome obstacles even when I couldn't see a clear path to my success. I've met my goals and objectives because I knew in my heart that I could, and I know that some of you share that same thought. When you hold on to this kind of confidence, hope replaces doubt, and your mind sees a new dawn. If I'm ever in doubt, I simply re-energize my confidence because I know that everything works out well. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great selection of new vehicles, but Rudy Luther is one of the top 10 largest volume Toyota certified pre-owned vehicle dealers in the country. They have the best cars, an amazing selection, and unbelievable pricing. With Rudy Luther Toyota fair value pricing, you'll always get an unbeatable price on every vehicle. They'll give you that fair value price up front with no hassle. Online at Rudy Luther Toyota or stop by Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker, Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Very often, we speak of spiritual things in thought and feeling. But Celtic spirituality reminds us to carry that spiritual impulse into our doing, into the work of our hands, to dedicate everything that we do in our daily life and our community life as an activity of God working through us for our welfare and the welfare of the community. How important this is in a time when violence still touches our world. Others are harmed, even killed. Yet with this spiritual view that every action we dedicate to the presence and power of God, we might be more, as the Eastern tradition says, mindful. Mindful in every action that we take. I recently heard a commentator this week in response to the violence in New Zealand saying, we've come to a time that simply saying, we're holding you in our prayers and our thoughts is no longer sufficient. We have to hold the welfare of ourselves and all others in our deeds. What we do in the world. And although you may not have the violence in your heart that would call you to act out, to harm others, we still each need to be mindful in every action that we take. The actions we take on a daily basis, which affect our environment, our world, always asking ourselves inwardly, how can I do this differently so that there is a greater benefit for the environment, for our society, our city, our world? There is so much yet to learn and to improve in our actions and our deeds as a world. But prayers, such as the one that you have on your card, are always there to inspire us, to keep in our mind's eye the power that we have, the creative power we have to do good. Before we meditate this prayer, I like to point out on the reverse side of the card, you see our prayer for protection and its history. I've given you an extended version of it that someone created, not James Dillett Freeman, but some Unity student, decided that they would augment his prayer. And so that's there for your contemplation. But the bold-faced type is the prayer as he wrote it in 1941, because Unity wanted to offer something to those in military service around the world at that time. Mr. Freeman also noted that although he wrote this prayer originally in the late 1930s, using the name Christ, the light of Christ surrounds you, when Unity published it worldwide, for those of many faith traditions, they felt that they would change the word to God in the hopes that it would minister and be helpful to those of many religious traditions. it did speak to many, and to many beyond our Unity family. And as a result, it was taken to the moon. You can note the footnote there, but on the Apollo mission, it was first taken by Buzz Aldrin. He took a copy as he made that first astronaut moon landing. Not to be undone, one of his colleagues in 1971, James Irwin, took a microfilmed copy of another poem by James Freeman, I Am There, that speaks again of this divine presence, always with us, in our every action, in our hearing, in our vision, always with us and working through us. Jim Freeman acknowledged the prayer of St. Patrick written 15 centuries earlier in the 5th century as an inspiration to his prayer for protection, and also the poem, I Am There, for it speaks of this oneness of spiritual power in our daily actions, in our very existence. So in closing, I invite you to close your eyes for a moment and take this beautiful prayer into your heart. Let it warm you. Let it kindle a fire in you, a new vision before your mind's eye, and the power of will to carry this divine power into your outer actions, into the deeds of each and every day. I arise today through the strength of heaven.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Sometimes
you
want to go
where everybody knows your name. You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't?
$49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.